It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Community at Work. Good evening and welcome to Community at Work, a weekly program here on KRFC that provides a closer look at organizations and agencies serving you. This half-hour show offers insights into the issues affecting our community and highlights some of the programs and services provided by local agencies and organizations. The Health District is one of three rotating hosts for Community at Work, and the Health District is a public agency that provides residents of Northern Larimer County with dental, mental health, preventive health, and advanced care planning services, in addition to connecting people to more affordable health insurance and prescription options. And we host Community at Work on the first and third Thursday of every month. I'm Richard Cox, Communications Director for the Health District. And tonight we have with us a representative of the Health District Family Dental Clinic. Dentistry, dental care is one of the core services at the Health District and a very important service for the community for many, many years, and continues to provide vital services even as many things change in the community and within the industry. And to tell us a little bit about that, we have with us tonight Rob Gartland. He is a dentist and dental supervisor with the Health District Family Dental Clinic. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks for having me, Richard. Sure. Good to be here.
Yeah. Maybe a little self-explanatory, but what is your role at the Health District Family Dental Clinic?
So my role, I am a licensed dentist, but my technical title is dentist supervisor. So I kind of work part-time kind of admin with the other supervisors in the dental clinic, our dental director. But for the most part, about 90% of my job is clinical. So I'm with patients doing fill-ins, making dentures, all that fun stuff.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been here. It'll be 6 years in August.
Wow.
Yeah,
it goes fast.
It really has.
Well, so you have a lot of patient contact. You have a role in the operation of a dental clinic. What do you like best? What do you like about working at the Health District Family Dental Clinic?
It's a big theme of this show is obviously community, and the Health District definitely feels like a community. I work with an awesome group of people from our front office, our hygienist, our assistants. Really, everybody is so dedicated to what we do and our mission, and I like bringing our patients into that community. We really try our best not to make patients a number or anything like that. We want them to be a part of our family, talk to them, hear their stories, and then deliver the best patient care that we can.
That's a really important function in a dental clinic where sometimes people are a little nervous. And
it is.
Knowing that you're caring and you care about their stories. What types of services does the dental clinic provide? What's the scope of services?
So a lot of community health centers will kind of focus on emergency treatment, getting people out of pain, whether that's doing a root canal or pulling a tooth. And we do offer those services. So if somebody's in pain, they can call, and usually we can get them in pretty quickly and get that resolved. But we're lucky enough to be able to offer comprehensive care. So getting patients in, getting x-rays, coming up with a plan, and doing things like fillings, crowns, cleanings, taking care of your teeth and getting your mouth back in order.
Mm. Yeah, walking through the clinic, it's obvious. It's a very modern, up-to-date clinic with all the amenities you would expect to see in your neighborhood dentist office.
Right, yeah. We have digital x-rays, digital panoramic x-ray machines. We have the most up-to-date stuff, for sure.
Is there anything that the clinic does not provide?
We don't. Probably the biggest one that patients ask about are dental implants. You see a lot of commercials for dental implants online, but we're just all general dentists at the health district, the health district, and that's something that a more specialized, like an oral surgeon, would need to do. And it's just one of the main things that we don't offer that patients ask about.
Mm-hmm. So who is eligible to be seen at the Health District Family Dental Clinic?
So I would say a vast majority of our patients are have Medicaid, or Health First Colorado is kind of the newer name for it. But we also see patients who have CHP plus and uninsured patients. If you have private dental insurance, you're unfortunately not eligible to be seen. But we do have an eligibility department. It's three employees who they solely go through a patient's finances to determine whether they are eligible to be seen at our clinic. And there are certain guidelines that you have to meet, but it's definitely worth giving us a call to see if you qualify, because I would say most patients that seek us out do qualify.
Mm-hmm. And you probably have to live in the health district. Part of the health district. So like you can't call from Greeley or Loveland. And that's kind of a confusing thing for a lot of people.
It is. And I wish I could describe the exact boundary, but
I'll give it my yeoman's effort here. It's about the southern boundary is kind of around Carpenter Road. So for a lot of the south. So Loveland does not qualify.
Correct. Yes.
And then it goes all the way, I think, to the county, the county line to the west, and the county line to the east, and the state line to the north. So
right.
Kind of that northern two-thirds of Larimer County.
Correct.
So do you normally need an appointment to get into the dental clinic, or?
If you're coming in for, we call it a comprehensive exam, it's your first exam, getting in, getting x-rays, and coming up with your treatment plan, whether that's crowns or bridges or making a set of dentures for you, typically you're going to want to call, because as I mentioned, you need an appointment with one of our eligibility specialists, and they're going to go through some financial paperwork with you, and then they'll get you set up with a dentist to go through your full exam.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wanting to become a full-time patient, that's typically the best way to go. Give us a call and we can get the process going. If you have an emergency, do give us a call. We can normally get you in same day, if not the next day, because we know you're in pain. Dental pain is not fun if you're swollen, anything like that. We know the importance of getting you treated. So,
mm-hmm. So you do allow spaces in the schedule for emergency.
Yes, we do. And even if we're full up, typically we will try and work you in if we have a cancellation or somebody doesn't show up. Like I said, we can empathize and sympathize if you're having dental pain.
Right, right. I know that often you see patients who have not been to a dentist for a long time, and they may require more extensive work. And maybe these are some of the people you see as emergency patients that come in, and things have just kind of gotten to a critical situation. Talk to us about some of the challenges and rewards of working with patients who, might not have had a regular schedule of oral hygiene or dental visits as others might.
I would say typically what I see, if a patient hasn't seen a dentist, and we see patients who haven't seen a dentist in 20, 30 years, and normally a large part of that is fear of the dentist, which is huge.
Me too.
Oh, you too. I saw Richard's hand shoot up.
I've gotten over it. You can do it. So I'm living proof.
Proof. I don't like going to the dentist. I've been a dentist for, I think, 7 or 8 years now, and I don't like to go because I'm always worried that I'm going to have a cavity or need a root canal or something. But that's usually what I see. If a patient hasn't been in so long, it's that they had a bad experience when they were 10, when they were 20, whatever it is, and they just have decided they're not going to come see the dentist. So I would say, honestly, the biggest challenge is gaining a patient's trust, and especially if they have a large amount of work to be done, guiding them through it. Because if a patient doesn't trust you, if they don't feel like you have their best interests at heart, they're going to walk out that door and never come back. So that's both the challenge, and I would say the reward is making that breakthrough with a patient, making them feel comfortable and getting them back in to get that work done, because I want them to get that work done. I know the importance of it. And normally if a patient comes to understand why we're doing what we're doing and why it's important to take care of their teeth, they're more apt to follow up with us.
Mm. Well, if you're just tuning in, you probably would guess that we're talking about dentistry tonight. We're talking about dental care. This is the Community at Work show on KRFC Fort Collins. I'm Richard Cox with the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and we have with us tonight Rob Gartland. He is a dentist with the Health District Family Dental Clinic, has been for 6 years, and a dental supervisor there. And just talking with us a little bit about the types of services that are available at a clinic that for many, many years was really kind of the only option for people that were that had limited resources, limited financial resources, and needed to get critical dental services. And we know from our own surveys of the community that that's a pretty sizable population of people who don't have dental insurance. And dental insurance is not like health insurance. Just because you get health insurance doesn't mean you're going to have dental insurance. You see all types of patients at the dental clinic, and you're just talking a little bit about gaining the trust of your patients. Yes. And seeing that transformation. Do you see patients who, you know, may need extensive work, and they get that at the dental clinic, and their life is changed by that experience?
I would say so, and not just to pat myself on the back. I really do see, even if it's a small change, even if a patient comes in and we're replacing a few teeth, especially if they're in the front, I've had patients who say, you know, I haven't been able, or I haven't even been out seeking to get a new job because I know I go in for an interview and I'm missing my four front teeth and nobody's going to give me the time of day. And really, I'll make someone a partial denture or fix a crooked tooth in the front, and they're so happy and they go out and they can get a job. I even had specifically one patient in the last few weeks here who we made him a partial denture and did a few fillings in the front, and he came back and told me, hey, I just went on the first date I've been on in about 20 years. He was so excited and so happy to have his teeth fixed. We'd gotten him out of pain. And that's a big one, is just getting patients out of pain. If you've had dental pain, especially if
it's
you haven't,
the worst.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to the dentist in a long, long time, you've learned to live with that pain. And it's almost like you get a tooth taken out or get a root canal and save a tooth, and you go, wow, I didn't know my tooth could feel this way. It feels great.
Yeah, and it affects your eating as well, and that's, you know, both a basic necessity of life, but it's also a source of enjoyment.
And, right.
Yeah, if you're worried about eating because it's going to hurt, or your chewing is compromised or something like that, that's got to be tough.
I just thought of this one. I had a patient who we made him a set of dentures, and most patients, if you're making them dentures, they go, oh, I want to have a steak, or oh, I want to have a hamburger. This guy could not wait to eat a salad. And I saw him the following day just to check up on him. He goes, I had two salads last night. It was the best thing in the world.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't go to the dentist because they don't have dental insurance, or they may lack those financial resources. But you touched on this earlier. So, you know, some people are just afraid to go to the dentist. And the longer you wait, you know, the more risk you put yourself at. What do you say to those people? How could you reassure them?
I say, come on in. we have, and I touched on this earlier in terms of the team we have at the dental clinic, and that starts from our front office back. And I get so much feedback about our front office employees and how friendly they are and how they greet you with a smile. And if you walk into a dental clinic and, you know, somebody's one of the front office workers is on their phone texting their friend, and they finally look up after a minute and go, hey, what do you want? You're not going to want to be there. But we have a group that just, they smile, they greet you, they make you feel like family. And it's the same can be said for our assistants when they bring you back, our dentists. It's just our hygienist. It's a group of very gentle, empathetic people. So I know it's hard getting in there. It's tough, and it's about making that first step. But we really try and make you feel as comfortable as possible.
Great. I know in recent years, the science has given us a better understanding of how important oral health is, that it's not an isolated thing. You know, your teeth, you've got a problem with your mouth, it can actually affect other parts of your body. Tell us a little bit about that.
There's actually been, I would say in the last 10 years or so, a lot of research, and it makes me feel good because it's a nice way to tell patients, hey, you need to get in because it's, like you said, your mouth is connected to everything. There's been a lot of research that shows poor oral health and especially gingivitis, these sorts of things, have a positive correlation and connect to stuff like heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, you know, big deals. And if you have diabetes, if you have, again, poor oral health, it can lead to the inability to control it as well as you can. So there's some big life-changing stuff that is related to your teeth. So keeping them in shape is definitely going to make you feel better overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the next logical question is, you know, what do you recommend for taking care of, for maintaining good oral hygiene?
Brushing and flossing. Next question. No.
yeah, so simple.
No, brushing and flossing is the essential one. A lot of patients come in and they say, well, what if I just rinse my mouth? Do I have to floss? Yes, you have to floss. I always recommend, obviously, brushing two times a day, once in the morning, once before you go to bed. You don't want to have a big sugary Mountain Dew right after you brush your teeth or anything. You want to brush your teeth, go to sleep. But you do have to floss every single night. There are a lot of different things like water picks or oral rinses like Listerine, these sorts of things that are beneficial and they're going to help. But the two essentials are brushing and flossing. I also recommend using an electric toothbrush.
Really?
I do. And there's some out there that I'll tell patients that and they kind of balk at it because they go, well, aren't those about $200 each? And you can get a high-end one for that, but you can find them a lot cheaper at Walgreens, Walmart, King Soopers. They have much cheaper versions, and even those are great. The other thing that I thought of is if you come in and get a cleaning with our hygienist, they are all really good about going through not just this is what you should use, but how you should use it. So it's not just going through the motions, it's proper techniques, and they'll sit down and show you in your mouth how to take care of your teeth.
Hmm. And an electric toothbrush that just does a better job of brushing where, you know, if it's just you with a regular manual model, you're not going to get to those hard to reach spaces or what?
It's less getting to hard to reach spots. Even if you're just using a manual toothbrush just by yourself, you can get to those areas. It's just there's been research, and a lot of it is just these little mini micro vibrations that come from the electric toothbrush that just help break up plaque and bacteria that's on your teeth and get it away.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any new developments on the horizon that you think will change how dentistry is practiced? Or, you know, I certainly notice new things that get introduced when I go to the dentist. Like they actually have like a sonic cleaner for when they do the, you know, the scraping.
Right.
cleaning. Yeah, the scraping part of the cleaning, everybody's favorite part. So, you know, what are sort of the game changers that are in effect now or that might be coming down the line somewhere?
You know, a lot of them, I think dental implants are not only getting better, I think they're going to get more affordable in the future and hopefully become more of a standard of care for patients that they're able to get. Currently, it's something that's not covered by Medicaid, but so many of our patients would benefit greatly from them. So my hope is that the cost of implants go down. But in terms of technology, you go to the dentist and most people have had to get an impression to make a stone cast of your teeth.
Right.
And it's just – we call it algin. It's just a white gooey substance that we stick in your mouth and hold it there for
– It's not real pleasant.
It's not. I hate – Again, this is why I don't love going to the dentist because when I get that, so I can definitely sympathize. But there's been a lot of breakthroughs with digital impressions that will make it easier, and you can send basically a model of your teeth, a 3D model of your teeth in a computer that labs can use to make dentures and crowns, these sorts of things. Another big one is there are machines that you can now go in to get a crown at the dentist, and as opposed to waiting 2 or 3 weeks for a lab to make the crown and send it back, the dentist is able to basically mill a crown right in the office there. So you can go in, get the crown prepped, sit out in the office for about an hour, go back to their room and get the crown cemented, as opposed to waiting those 2 weeks.
Mm.
The big problem with a lot of this technology is that it's nice, but as of right now, it's really, really expensive.
Right.
So even a lot of private practices don't have these sorts of things. But the hope is that it becomes the norm and the costs go down.
And I guess just like there is not or never will be a pill that will make you lose weight and with
exactly.
no effort, there's probably going to be no pill that will eliminate the need for good self-care of you know, brushing
exactly.
and flossing.
Yeah,
and
there's no magic bullet. Yep.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Community at Work show here on KRFC. I'm Richard Cox with the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and we're talking tonight with Rob Gartland from the Health District Family Dental Clinic, which is located up there in North Fort Collins. What's the phone number if people wanted to get in contact with that?
For the dental clinic, it's 970-416-5331.
So what are the big changes? We're talking about technology and all that sort of stuff, but actually a pretty major change in our state of Colorado happened with dentistry, and that happened to do with payment and what was covered by Medicaid. There was a new dental benefit for adults. The Family Dental Clinic does accept patients with Medicaid. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. I would say a majority of our patients have Medicaid.
And before it was just kids, right? Or kids in maybe like a few emergencies or something like that? Or
right, yeah. I think before it kind of went wide, it did cover some emergencies, but we mainly saw kids mm-hmm. have Medicaid. So the adult Medicaid benefit for dental has been huge, and it's just opened up resources for so many of our patients and really helped out.
And what's covered under that benefit?
So the benefit for an adult is $1,000 per year, and that runs from the 1st of July through the end of June. So we actually just started a new cycle of it. But it's $1,000, and it covers most things. It covers fillings, crowns, cleanings, these sorts of things. And then if a patient were to need a denture or a partial denture, that's in addition to the $1,000. So even if you've maxed out your limit and you still need a denture, that can still be covered. For kids, it's a little different. Basically, everything is covered. So,
and if somebody reaches their annual maximum at the Health District Family Dental Clinic, you know, what are the options then?
The options are, and again, this goes back to our eligibility. When you go through that first appointment, based on your finances, they're going to determine what your quote unquote fee level is. So even if you have Medicaid, let's say you run out of that $1,000 and you still need more work to be done, you're going to be on that sliding fee scale. So you're only going to be paying a certain percentage of what you would pay in, say, private practice. And typically it's a very small percentage of what you would pay there. So it's still the goal is to make it affordable even if you've maxed out your Medicaid.
Mm. And I gather that there's probably a lot of people in Larimer County that may have Medicaid or, as it's now called, Health First Colorado, it's the same thing, that may not be aware that they have this dental benefit.
Yeah, shows like this, any way that we can spread the word, or if you know someone who does have Medicaid or if you yourself have Medicaid, it is definitely worth giving us a call, seeing if you're eligible and seeing if we can get you in for treatment.
So most of what you do with the health district takes place right there at the Family Dental Clinic, which is located on Bristlecone in North Fort Collins, right next to the health district main offices. But I understand that the health district also provides other dental services that don't necessarily take place right there in the dental clinic. Tell us a little bit about those.
So one of the programs is called Dental Connections, which I keep going back to eligibility, but you would come in and go through that with one of our specialists there. And if you don't, say, qualify to be seen at our clinic, there are dentists in the community that they can often set you up with to typically it's get to get minimal work done, but it's something. And these are dentists who have basically offered up their time in order to do this. So it's nice that we have that resource for patients who we can't see at our clinic. We also have the GAP program, which stands for General Anesthesia Program. And typically we see patients go through this program who have certain developmental or mental disabilities and just wouldn't be able to tolerate treatment at our clinic. And so it's like it sounds, it goes through a hospital setting. We actually have an anesthesiologist on site who is there to monitor and make sure everything is going okay. The patient can be put under and the dentist is able to get a lot of work done, especially if they have a lot of work to do. It's nice to have that sedation option and be able to get a lot of stuff done for patients who truly, truly need it and who can't get it in a normal dental setting.
And that's, I think, a pretty big deal. I heard that previously some of these patients were not able to get care in the community. They had to go to Denver or Colorado Springs
right.
in order to get this sort of Do the dentists have to be trained especially to work in this sort of surgical environment?
They have to go through some credentialing. Typically, we'll see them if they've gone through a residency program where mm-hmm. they learn these sorts of things in general anesthesia. So there's extra bits of credentialing that you have to go through in order to do it. And we'll actually send some of our assistants, and they too have to go through a little bit of training before they can. But yeah, like you said, it's a great program. We see a lot of families who are frustrated because their loved one hasn't been able to receive quality dental care because they just can't tolerate it. And like you said, there's nowhere really to turn. And so having this as a resource has been absolutely great.
And then I suppose if you're not able to provide or cannot or are incapable of providing a certain level of care at the dental clinic, do you have folks there that can offer alternatives or other resources in the community?
We do. And as I mentioned, we're all general dentists, so we do every last bit of dental work that we possibly can. But if it's something that's, you know, just too difficult or outside of our specialty, we work pretty closely with you in order to find someone in the community or find a way to refer you out to get things done like root canals or, you know, teeth that are just too difficult to pull at our clinic.
All right. And tell folks again how they might get some more information or contact the Family Dental Clinic.
So our phone number is 970-416-5331. And our website is www.healthdistrict.org. And we can be reached in our office Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And our hours on Friday are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Rob Gartland, thanks for stopping by this evening and talking to us about dental care at the Family Dental Clinic
yeah.
and just about the general importance of good oral health.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. And I'm afraid that's about all the time we have for tonight. I hope all of you who listen are going to brush and floss tonight and tomorrow morning and so on and so forth.
Your dentist knows you can't lie to us.
You
we
can't
know.
Fool them. You see those people who have just flossed for like 2 days before,
right?
You can tell that.
We
yeah,
know.
Yeah. So you can tune in next week when Denny LaRue will be hosting Community at Work and discuss issues affecting Larimer County. Julie Eslick from the Health District will be back here in a couple of weeks. Coming up next on KRFC is Critter Patter. Thanks for listening. We'll meet you back here next month.